Wide receiver Greg Salas, how good does it feel to be back at the facility now?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, this is a world-class facility, so, I mean, it was great being in Cortland. They were gracious hosts, but it's just now feels so great to be back here and to somewhere we know really well, so it just feels good to be back out here.
How would you describe your camp so far to date?
I would describe it as, you know, being really consistent and, you know, making plays when my number's called, and that's all I can do, and just control what I can control, so... I feel like it's been going well.
How tough was it, that first preseason game, missing action, and then on the other side of it, coming back and playing against Cincy?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough. You know, you don't want to miss anything, especially when you have an opportunity to showcase what you can do on the game field. So, you know, it was tough, you know, missing the game. It was tough to watch our teammates play and everything, but it felt great to get back out there against Cincy and make some plays.
You made a number of plays throughout camp. The green and white practice comes to mind. What did that do for you, maybe confidence-wise, to be targeted so much in a game like that when you guys were doing live situations?
It felt great to be targeted, but, I mean, as far as confidence as goes, I've always had the confidence. You know, I've always believed in myself, and, you know, it's just getting the opportunity to showcase it, and that's the trouble, you know. It's just getting the opportunity to go and show that you can do it. So my confidence has always been there, and, you know, it's going to be there. So, you know, I'm just happy I can go out there and make the plays when they came to me.
You've been here for a little while now. What's it like working with Geno? And have you noticed a couple differences in him here in year two?
I mean, just the command he has now and the understanding of the offense. He comes up to you after the play and says, this is what I want. This is what I'm expecting. And, you know, he's really dialed in. You know, he's been in the film room. He's been studying. He's been doing everything that the coaches have been asking him to do. And he's been a great leader. So, you know, I think there's a big improvement from last year to this year. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to him having a great season.
How critical is it for you being in the system, Marty Morningweg's system, the precision on the routes?
Oh, I mean, he puts a huge emphasis in it, and, you know, it's real receiver-friendly, and we get time to work, so Geno has to sit back there and wait for us to work. But, I mean, you know, running crisp routes and clean routes and decisive routes is what helps the quarterbacks, and that's what he's looking for in a receiver, is to, you know, make sure you're making the right reads and running the right routes.
What do you want to do here over the next couple weeks? Tight wide receiver battle, and you guys got to make the most out of your reps. You got that big third preseason game, and then before you know it, the Eagles game is going to follow and the preseason is going to be over.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make the most of every opportunity you get, and that's all you can do is that, you know, you can't stress out too much about everything else. You just got to put your best foot forward and, you know, do what's necessary to earn a job here. And, you know, hopefully that's what I'm able to do.